WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have fog and 56 degrees here in Atlantic. A dense fog advisory is in effect for portions of west, central, and southwest Iowa until 10 a.m. That includes Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Polk, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, Page, Union, and Taylor counties. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association. And because of the dense fog, the Griswold Community School District will be starting classes 2 hours late this morning. In the news, the Omaha World Herald reports in today's edition, Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones faces two misdemeanor charges associated with illegal dumping of items into the Missouri River floodwaters. The 63-year-old Jones is accused of setting fire to items from a flood-damaged Nebraska cabin and dumping them into the Missouri River floodwaters on September 24th near Takaman, Nebraska. Jones and Burke County, Nebraska attorney Daniel Smith told the paper the matter could be resolved with a plea deal as early as today. According to Smith, the law requires a burn permit, and tossing debris into the river means someone else downstream will have to deal with the items later. He emphasized that the offenses fall short of meriting jail time or probation, saying instead that a fine would be an appropriate penalty. Jones said he didn't realize he was breaking any laws, but accepts responsibility. He told the newspaper, quote, "I need to pay for my stupidity." Jones, who has served as the mayor of Atlantic since 2009, said he and his wife purchased the roughly 1,100-square-foot cabin at Harbor 671 near Takaman last August. It's located about 250 yards from the river next to a slough or inlet. And during the summer's flooding, the cabin had 4 feet of water in it for 3 months. On the morning of September 24th, while cleaning the cabin, Jones and friends and family members piled up flood-ruined mattresses and furniture and burned them. Jones says he placed the pile next to the water so if the fire got out of control, the items could be pushed into the slough with a friend's bobcat. Some debris from the fire, including charred parts of furniture, slid off into the inlet, most likely when the remains of the fire were doused, according to Jones. The parts that fell into the river were unsafe to retrieve, he said. A neighbor called the Burke County, Nebraska Sheriff's Office, which ticketed Jones that afternoon. News time is 7:09.
The Right Insurance Company makes your life easier. There's more to shopping for insurance than price. Some companies specialize in one type, others in another. That's why your independent agent can select the program for you that best suits your particular needs. That way, you get the best company. Your independent agent can tell you which company gives the best service and rates for your needs. You can rest assured that you're getting the best value by using one of these agents. See Brocker Carnes & Carnes Insurance, your independent insurance agents in Anita, Atlantic, and Council Bluffs. In Avoca, see Gary or Deanna at the Western Iowa Insurance Agency. Your independent insurance agent in Elkhorn is Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 764-6000.
The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that two Atlantic men were arrested last week. On Tuesday, 42-year-old Troy Christian Baker was taken into custody on a charge of OWI third offense and driving while revoked. And last Thursday, 30-year-old Dylan Ron Drake was arrested for a parole violation. Drake was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was being held pending a hearing before a district court judge. Baker was released from custody October the 5th on $6,000 bond. Two Atlantic men were arrested over the weekend. Atlantic police said yesterday 40-year-old Sean Brousseau Sr. was arrested Friday on a charge of domestic abuse assault. And on Sunday, 36-year-old Russell Lauer was taken into custody for disorderly conduct. Both men were brought to the Cass County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. 11 juveniles, 8 males and 3 females, were arrested in Page County Saturday and cited for being minors in possession of alcohol following a tip to authorities. According to the Page County Sheriff's Office, an anonymous tip from a female caller Friday night indicated an underage party was occurring at 511 North 6th Street in Coin. When deputies arrived, they confirmed an underage party was in progress. They engaged in a short foot pursuit with some of the suspects and arrested a total of 11 juveniles who resided in southwest Iowa and across the state line in northwest Missouri. 18-year-old Michael Dean Ribby of Blanchard, Iowa, was cited into magistrate court and released. The juveniles were cited into juvenile court and released to the custody of their parents. Page County Sheriff's Office's charges are pending completion of an investigation into an alleged assault. Officials said Monday the deputies were called to number 10 Main Street in Coyne last Wednesday afternoon. When they arrived, they spoke with Jamie Gray of Coyne and a witness to the incident. Gray told deputies she'd allegedly been assaulted by Bobby Joe Kent of Elmo, Missouri, and Cindy Joe Hamilton of Newmarket following an argument. Hamilton, Kent, and another witness denied responsibility for the alleged incident, which remains under investigation. Police in Council Bluffs have released the name of a man who died after he was hit by a train. Police yesterday identified him as 50-year-old Donald Blakeman of Council Bluffs. Witnesses told police that Blakeman was hit Sunday night as he tried to cross the railroad tracks. Police say video from the train confirms those accounts. Blakeman was taken to a hospital in Omaha where he died. And one person was injured during a farming accident over the weekend northeast of Oakland in Pottawatomie County. Sheriff's Department spokesman Sergeant Dwayne Ritchie says a 2009 Case Model 275 tractor owned by David Applegate of Oakland and driven by 16-year-old Corey Reichardt of Oakland was backing up to a utility trailer in an open field under the direction of 18-year-old Colin Applegate of Oakland, who was located between the trailer and tractor. As the tractor was backing up, Colin's left leg got caught between the tractor and trailer, causing a severe but non-life-threatening injury. Sergeant Ritchie said that Applegate's leg was nearly severed at or near his knee. He was flown by helicopter to Creighton University Hospital's Trauma Center in Omaha for treatment. That accident happened at around 1:45 p.m. Saturday. News time is 7:13.
In today's world, you need to shop around for the best insurance. Just like you shop around for the best car deal or the greatest savings on groceries. When you find that insurance, you want to know you're getting the best coverage for your dollar. That's where your independent agent can be your best friend. Your independent agent can select the best coverage for you personally. No matter what you need, life, health, home, or renter's insurance, your independent agent can recommend the best coverage for you. See one of these independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. See Gail Stewart at the Adair County Mutual Insurance Association in Greenfield.
In the funeral announcements, Carmen Radigan, age 89, of Council Bluffs, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Carmen Radigan will be today at 10 o'clock at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Rose Nully, age 78, of Manning, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Rose Nully will be today at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Robert Spencer, age 86, of Audubon, died October 4th. Funeral services for Robert Spencer will be today at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Tom Arne, age 68, of Atlantic, died Sunday. Services for Tom Arne will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Kathleen K. Cooley Schwaderer, age 64, of Des Moines and formerly of Guthrie Center, died Friday. Funeral services for Kathleen Cooley will be held on Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Bernard B. Pardee of Harlan, age 99, died Sunday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Bernard Pardee will be held on Thursday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Maxine Hayes, age 92, of Exira, died Saturday. Funeral services for Maxine Hayes will be on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. And Barb Colvin, age 67, of Oakland, died Sunday. Cremation has taken place, and services for Barb Colvin will be held at a later date. The reconvened funeral home in Oakland has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland and Carson, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.